Yeah, but if I'd lied, it wouldn't have been true at all.
Of course not, because a lie can't possibly be the truth. But lying bears bitter fruit. Have you heard of bitter fruit?
You mean China berries?
No, I don't mean China berries. I'm talking about the philosophical concept of bitter fruit.
Are you saying that the coons ate China berries before they stole my corn cob?
Sometimes when you look into Drover's eyes, you get the feeling that there's absolutely nothing behind them. And at that point, you wonder if communication is worth all the effort. Yes, that's what I'm saying, Drover. The coons ate China berries, and that explains why they stole your priceless corn cob. Is it clear now?
It's starting to make a little sense.
Good. Now let me finish. You were robbed, and now you're broke. But instead of taking it with grace and dignity, you tried to convince me that my priceless corn cob was worthless, in hopes that I might cast it away and join you in poverty.
How'd you know that's what I was trying to do? I thought I was being pretty sneaky.
Drover, son, in my years of security work, I've gone up against the best criminal minds in the business. You may not be the dumbest dog I've ever known, but you definitely rank in the top 10. He wagged his tail.
Gosh, thanks, Hank. I feel better already.
That's good, Drover. And I'm glad to have played a small part in guiding you through a difficult period of self-realization.
Yeah, it was pretty tough there for a while.
Of course, you understand that I can't speak to you anymore, and we can't be seen together.
We can't?
We belong to different social classes, Drover. I'm a very wealthy dog now, but you... Well, you're back to being a common wrench mutt. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. You couldn't help it.
I have my position to think about, my status, my reputation. Speaking of which, I hope you understand that I'm resigning my position with the security division.
What?
Indeed. It wouldn't be proper for me to be engaged in common labor, would it now? And furthermore, I must see to my investments. He stared at me and twisted his head around.
You sure are talking funny. Where'd you get that British accent?
It comes with wealth and high station. Furthermore, my line traces back to noble English blood.
All that from one corn cob? Mine didn't work that well on me.
Yours, Drover, had less to work with. This conversation was cut short, that is, when all of a sudden we heard a strange jingling sound approaching from the east. The cowboys had finished their lunch and were coming down to the pens.